A reading from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. Let us listen for the word of God. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly came from heaven like the rush of a mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire distributed and resting on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout, from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one heard speaking in their own language. And they were amazed and wondered, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty work of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, mocking, said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "People of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these people are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young shall see visions, and your old shall dream dreams. Yea, and on my men servants and my maid servants in those days, I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and manifest day. And it shall be that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Amen. I am always relieved when I'm reading the story of Pentecost in the second chapter of the book of Acts, to come to verse 12, where it says, "They were amazed and perplexed." I don't think we're reading that story properly if we don't become amazed and perplexed about what is described and what is meant by the pouring out of the Holy Spirit on all humankind. The story describes an amazing diversity of people gathered together in Jerusalem. They are in the company of the followers of Jesus. And the Spirit descends upon them, and it says that each and every one heard in their own tongue one another. They were being created as a new community. And the diversity that is described in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost is indeed broad and miraculous. I don't know exactly how to describe it in contemporary terms. Maybe it's a little bit like being in the United Nations when all the countries of the earth are gathered together. Maybe it's a little bit like wandering around the athlete's village at the Olympic Games, or walking down the streets of one of the great capitals of the world like London or New York,
or Tokyo or Jerusalem. What is described in Acts chapter 2, among those who were amazed and perplexed, were people from what you and I would describe as modern-day Iran, people from what you and I would know as modern-day Iraq, Mesopotamia, people from a broad category of countries called Asia, Arabs, people from Mediterranean islands like Crete, people from North Africa, from Egypt, and from Libya, people from Rome, far off Rome. That list is a representation or a symbol that for those who were gathered that day in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, it was like everyone in the whole world as they knew it was gathered together. A deeper reading of Acts chapter 2 shows us that it's even more mysterious and more wondrous than that. I have read that one of the people described as being present on the day of Pentecost were the Elamites. Historians tell us that Elamites, their culture and their language, disappeared from the earth in the 6th or 7th century BC. Pentecost is describing God's creative attention, not only present in space, but present even across all time. Truly a mystery, truly a wonder, truly a reason to be amazed and to be perplexed. Dale Martin of Yale University has taught that we might understand better the nature of God's love and care for creation if we recall to mind what he describes as the doctrine of divine simplicity. The doctrine of divine simplicity asks us to remember the most basic, the most fundamental, the most essential things we believe about God, and then consider what difference that makes for our lives. It says, remember that God is good. Goodness itself. Remember that God is one, pure essence, undivided. Remember that God is love, such love as would not exist if there were not God. Well, if we take to heart these most basic, these most fundamental, these simple truths about God, that God is good, that God is one, that God is love, well, then our understanding of God's care and God's activity through the Holy Spirit, well, it only adds and it never subtracts. It only grows and it never shrinks. It only expands and it never contracts. It only increases and it never decreases. It only includes and it never, ever excludes. We give thanks for this understanding because it helps shape who we are. And it reminds us that if this new understanding is to be born within us, because we allow the Spirit to be poured out on us, then something else has to give. And I think that as we add, as we increase, as we include in our understanding of who it is God loves, well, then we have to give up the people that we blame. We have to give up blaming the poor or racial minorities or new Canadians or refugees or another gender or sexual minorities. We have to add them to our understanding. We have to include them. We have to increase our understanding of who it is that God intends to love when we read in Scripture that that Spirit is poured out on all humankind. We are living in a time in which the Spirit's presence, the Spirit's expanse of ways are being made known to us. In this pandemic, there is no one we can leave behind. There is no one we can exclude. There is no one who doesn't matter. Across nations, across ages, across cultures, across languages, Compassion is being poured out on all humankind, much in the way as the Spirit was poured out on all humankind on the day of Pentecost. It is Peter who stands up that day, 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem, and interprets what all those who were amazed and perplexed were experiencing. This is what was promised. The last days, when the Spirit is poured out on all humankind. For that we give thanks, and we relish the opportunity to live in this world that God made. About 2 weeks ago, I posted a letter on our church's website inviting people to send in their requests for their favorite hymn. Within minutes of that letter going out, my friend Richard Ball sent me a request. Not an old favorite hymn, but a new favorite, at least new to us. A hymn that he had heard while worshiping in a church in Saskatoon. And such as luck would have it, Richard's request is a tune that fits beautifully in Pentecost. A song about the Spirit. A song about the gentle and gracious and benevolent Spirit that we have read about in Acts chapter 2. Spirit God, be our breath.
Let us unite our hearts and our minds together in prayer. Let us pray. We thank you, Holy and generous Spirit, that as on the day of Pentecost, your people have come to a common place and time to give thanks and praise for the blessings you shower upon us. We come from different neighborhoods, different families, different experiences, but in the community of faith, we are one people, united by grace and committed to serve. As on the day of Pentecost, we speak in many languages. Some of us speak the language of great need, some the language of sorrow. Some of us can speak only the language of our own class. Some cannot find the words to express the horror they have experienced. Let your Spirit descend upon us that we may come to understand what our neighbors are saying to us. As on the day of Pentecost, we gather with an awareness of the multitude of nations from which your people come. When the Spirit came upon that gathering, divisions and prejudices and superiority was lost in the flame. Let us not hold to the advantage of our land nor to the power of another, but bless us with wisdom to look upon the nations of the world as agents for the common good. As on the day of Pentecost, we know that there will be some who look upon the church with confusion or disdain. Let us not be deterred for the work to which you call us. Worship and work with a common purpose that leads to peace, forgiveness, and love poured out on all creation. As on the day of Pentecost, a new era began, let there be a new day dawning in which the sorrow and isolation, the fear and anxiety of this pandemic is left behind. As on the day of Pentecost, pour out your Spirit upon us, Holy One. Let us see visions and dream dreams of the ministry you desire for us. Keep your church alive with joy and thanksgiving for the mission you give us. These things we ask in the name of the one whose gifts are made alive by the dawning of the Spirit, Jesus Christ, who calls the church to pray together by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.